Homicide Trinity by Rex Stout. Copyright 1962 by Rex Stout. This recording of the full-length reading of Homicide Trinity was published by arrangement with the estate of Rex Stout and was produced in 1997 by Books on Tape, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. This book is read by Michael Pritchard. Story number 1. Eeny, Meeny, Murder, Moe. Chapter 1. I was standing there in the office with my hands in my pockets, glaring down at the necktie on Nero Wolfe's desk, when the doorbell rang. Since it would be a different story, and possibly no story at all, if the necktie hadn't been there, I had better explain about it. It was the one Wolfe had worn that morning, brown silk with little yellow curlicues, a Christmas gift from a former client. At lunch, Fritz, coming to remove the leavings of the spare ribs and bring the salad and cheese, had told Wolfe there was a drop of sauce on his tie, and Wolfe had dabbed at it with his napkin. And later, when we had left the dining room to cross the hall to the office, he had removed the tie and put it on his desk. He can't stand a spot on his clothes, even in private. But he hadn't thought it worth the effort to go up to his room for another one, since no callers were expected. And when 4 o'clock came and he left for his afternoon session with the orchids in the plant rooms on the roof, his shirt was still unbuttoned at the neck, and the tie was still on his desk. It annoyed me. It annoyed Fritz, too, when, shortly after 4, he came to say he was going shopping and would be gone 2 hours. His eye caught the tie and fastened on it. His brows went up. "Schlampik," I said.